Well, I know we're all allowed to get a little bit of exercise as part of the lockdown, but one young man from Sawston has decided he's going to walk 8 miles. That's 1 mile for every year of his short life. He's not been with us that long. It's 8-year-old Ashton Marshall, and he joins me on the line with his mum, Selena. Hi, you both.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for talking to us today. So, Ashton, you're going to raise money for the RSPCA, is that right?
Yes.
So what made you decide to do that?
It's because I really like animals and I just love animals. I decided to do an 8-mile walk to help RSPCA, and seeing them scared and in pain breaks my heart.
Because a lot of people, who've had to abandon their pets, haven't they? Because with the way the lockdown has been, they're not working, so they can't afford to feed themselves, let alone their pets. An awful lot of animals, we're hearing, have been sort of kicked out. And most people have done it properly, but some people have just had to abandon their pets. Have you got any pets yourself, Ashton?
Yes, I have. I've got 5 of them.
5? Crikey, you got your own little charity centre there. What have you got then?
3 dogs and 2 guinea pigs.
3 dogs and 2 guinea pigs, my goodness me. All right, so this walk you're doing then, you're going to do 8 miles. Let's talk about the route. Where are you just going to walk round and round your garden like Captain Sir Tom did till the end of the week? Or are you actually going to head out of Sawston and around?
We're planning on staying quite local. Obviously, current restrictions make it difficult to go
yes.
a little bit further afield, doesn't it?
I am going out. I'm walking to Shelford, and then I'm walking to Stapleford, and then back home. I can't even see.
That is a fair old walk, and you're going to do it all in one day, are you? You're not camping out, making it into a big long trek?
No, I'm doing it in all at one day.
We're going to have breaks,
and
though, aren't we?
I'm having a break. I'll do 4 miles, and then I'll break, and then I'll do another 4 miles.
I was going to say, I'll be needing a break every 20 yards, I would have thought, but there we are. Do you like sport, and do you do a lot of outdoor stuff, or is this going to be a bit of a challenge for you?
This is going to be a bit different, because I'm normally inside doing fun activities inside.
Okay. Well, this really does make it a challenge, doesn't it? That's what fundraising is all about. So, okay. So you're going to do this walk. Are you going to take a couple of the dogs with you, do you think?
I mean, like maybe 2, because I have 3, but one of them is a bit old to walk, and you would normally just walk a mile.
Yeah. Best leave him at home then. And what about friends and family? Are they all coming with you, or do they all think you're mad?
Well, my mum and dad are coming with me, and possibly my 2 dogs.
That sounds amazing. All right. So look, I know that you've got a Just Giving page set up for this, because you're looking to raise quite a bit of money, aren't you? What sort of target have you set yourself?
I mean, like, my mum is going for 200, but I think 400.
You'd like more, wouldn't you?
Well, I've just checked. I mean, at the time of looking, you're doing very well already. You're off to a flying start. People obviously like this whole idea. Okay, so if people would like to... Well, first thing we need to know is when are you doing it? Because people are going to want to know when they need to cough the money up. So when are you doing this?
2nd of April.
Okay. And if people want to donate, they can go to your Just Giving page. Do you and Mum have the details there?
Yeah. We've got the details here. If people can head to justgiving.com/Ashton-Marshall.
That's justgiving.com/Ashton-Marshall. Well, listen, I think this is really great, and I think this is just what we need. You're like the young version of Captain Sir Tom, and I'm really impressed. I think it's great, and I'm sure the RSPCA will be very pleased about this. And what I really like as well is you've done all the artwork and everything. You've got posters up. You've got the picture on your Just Giving page. You're really putting a lot of work into this. So if this one's a success, what are you going to do next? London Marathon?
Well, I was saying next, when it's all done, I think I want to go out with my dad to a forest nearby, and I'm going to see if I can help any animals in need, like if a baby bird fell out of their nest needing protection from a cat.
Fantastic. Is that what you want to do when you grow up?
Yes.
Now, I think we need people like you, because right now the animals, the birds, the bees, everybody, it all needs as much help as it can get. So well done to you, Ashton. Well, listen, I hope it's a great success. We'll catch up with you after you've done this. Once we've done this interview, I'm just going to pop off and stick 10 quid in your pot. So well done to you. I think you're a very inspirational young man. Good luck. I hope the sun shines on the day, but make sure you wear all different sorts of clothes. So yeah, layers is good. And make sure you take plenty of water and snacks with you. But I do hope it goes well. I hope you're right. I think you're right. I think you should raise the 400 quid. I think you'll get there. And good luck. And we'll catch up with you once it's all done and see how you got on. Is that all right?
Thank you
ever so much for having us on here.
No, absolute pleasure. Good luck with it. And we'll catch up with you after the event. Take care.
Thank you.